a few minutes of your time as we come before the Lord in this assembly. One of the ways we can receive the Word is by being prepared. Great hymn we sung this morning already. When we come to the service, sometimes we feel, disappointed, wandering here and there, dragging chains of doubt and loaded down with care. Unholy feelings struggle in our breast. How about cares of business, cares of pressing debt, cares of social life, and cares of hope unmet? Are you tempted, often conquered? Has a sense of weakness brought distress within? The days of walking through this world and finding some support in the gospel way are over. We've got to man up, or as Paul would say to all of us, quit you like men, in terms of gospel obedience, to enjoy the promises to each one of us, in spite of the arch enemy, the rival forces, those things that are in the world, right, that have a way of hedging us about and choking us from the blessings that God's promised each and every one of us. If you think the success and the victory of your sanctifying walk in the Lord Jesus Christ is dependent on what's outside, you're going to be sorely disappointed, especially today. And so, just by way of sharing with you some things from the book of James this morning, I invite your attention, if you have your Bibles, to chapter 1. There are some things we can do in order to be better prepared for the service, after which it will give us some things to do. Now, sometimes we wonder why we aren't receiving the Word of God like we once did, with power and with hope and with joy. And there's a reason for these things, and we need to be on guard against them. In James chapter 1, the apostle tells us, verse 22, receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. And so while we're at church, our hope is that we would receive or accommodate or accept or enjoy the preached word, which is able to build us up and to give us an inheritance among all those that are sanctified, to enjoy the provisions God has for us. This is a promise. And like all promises, or many promises in the New Testament, they often come with certain conditions. If you look with me in this text, there's a condition by which we'll better prepare our hearts when we come to the church. Remember, you just can't hop, skip, and jump in the world like there's nothing to it. Walk into the assembly of God and expect to receive the word with meekness, because you're hard, you're crusty, it's difficult, and there's a lot going on in your heart that pushes out the word. You're very proud and arrogant. That's not a position of meekness. Now listen, the day in which we live, you can't walk down a grocery aisle without seeing some of the filth that this world promotes, okay? And we're knocking up upside the head with all kinds of ignorance and situations that often leave us in a situation asking ourselves, how can we get along? How can we come and how can we receive the word? Now notice the condition on the part of this particular promise. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. Now that word superfluity is excessiveness. It's an overabundance of something. And in this case, it's filthiness. Now, the Bible calls that which a lot of you see in terms of carnality in this world, which is promoted, which is excelled, which is trumped up. The Bible calls that kind of carnality filthiness. Now, the word filthiness here refers to immoral behavior or a wickedness or a sensual carnality. The Bible says now to lay it apart. Oftentimes in the Scriptures we hear about putting on, putting off, be renewed, confess. There's a promise that I like. You want to know the faithfulness of God in pardoning your sin? Well, there's a condition to that. As a New Testament believer, And the condition is, confess your sins. The fellowship that we have promised to us in Christ as believers. Now I'm talking to believers. I'm talking to New Testament believers. I'm talking to those who have already taken up their cross to follow the Lord. That have said, yes, I'm going to raise the banner of Christ. I'm going to walk the narrow path. Lead me, the psalmist said, in a plain path for thy name's sake. Listen, it's to you, James speaks this morning. Lay it aside. You say these unholy feelings struggle within your breast. In the Bible, there's certain words that tell us how to deal with these kind of things. Like in one case, Paul says, cast down evil imaginations. Just throw them down. Lay them aside. Put them off. What he is saying here is that you're not perfect. He recognizes that fact. He recognizes the fact that the law of sin and death still work in your members. That this heart of yours is still corrupted and remains to be corrupted. Lay it aside. Lay aside all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. And then we'll be able to receive the word with meekness. The engrafted word, which is able to save, or in particular, deliver your souls from these kind of snares of the wicked. And then when you leave this place today, you can take the following verse and apply it. Because when you do the laying aside and when you receive with meekness, then you can be doers of the word and not hearers only. It is easy on Sunday morning, standing in a pulpit, to give the Lord lip service. It's easy to say something, but the Bible calls on us to do something. May the Lord bless you this morning.